start recording.
Central City Media is proud to announce the Valley's favorite radio talk show. This is In the Booth with Jim Bunner.
Yes, let your glasses high.
As long as there's a USA, don't let his memory die.
That he was making history never once occurred to him.
But I doubt if we'd have been here if it weren't for men like Jim.
Big Jim has satisfied women throughout the world, and the capital of Nebraska is Lincoln.
You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spin into the wind. You don't pull a mask off the old Long Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
In the Booth is talk radio the way it's meant to be. And here's Jim Bunner.
You know, it's just amazing what a person can learn over the weekend, especially if it's a really exciting weekend. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me for another fantastic edition of In the Booth here on Central City Radio. I am your host, Jim Bunner, and you know, I had a good weekend. Okay, I had such a good weekend, I got to sit here and just talk about the weekend before I start talking about everything going on in the news. But it's great to learn something. It's great to make yourself more knowledgeable and smarter. See, because I learned a lot over the weekend. I learned that tissue is extremely smart. I'm just amazed at how smart tissue is. You know, tissue can be smart enough to understand when it's in danger, and it can be smart enough to try to move itself away from danger. See, and it can be so smart that it can understand that it feels pain, and it can fight and try to get away from pain. Tissue is just that smart. See, I know I've been talking about this movie Unplanned a couple of times on In the Booth, and I know that some of you on my Twitter account have mentioned that you want to go see it. I finally saw the thing this weekend, and I know, oh, you guys are all going to say, well, he's been talking about this movie forever. It took him forever to finally go see the movie. Look, I'm not a movie goer. Okay, when I go out, I want to go to a sports bar, and I want to watch football or hockey. Or if there's nothing else to watch, if it's summertime, I'll watch baseball. Okay, that's what I go out and I do. Okay, I'm just not a movie goer. That's why it took me a while to finally go and see Unplanned. But I'm not going to sit here and spoil everything for everybody. But this was an amazing film. You know, I don't know that I have ever been to a movie, at least not in a very long time anyway, not as far back as I can remember. I've never been to a movie in which I ever had tears rolling down both sides of my face, both cheeks, for any reason at all. And I've never been to a movie where not only was I crying, but at the end of the film, the whole theater was just full of people giving snivels and they were sobbing. You know, just a tearjerker of a film, just so much energy. It'll rip your heart out. Seriously, this movie Unplanned, the pro-life movie about this Abby Johnson who had worked forever as a Planned Parenthood person. She moved up the ranks of Planned Parenthood, and then she became a pro-life person after 8 years of working for Planned Parenthood. Oh my God. It is just a good movie. And I don't want to sit here and ruin anything for anybody, but I mean, if you're interested in seeing the movie, I'm not going to spoil it for you. It's just that gosh darn good. But all that I really am going to say is that for a piece of tissue that is showing absolutely no signs whatsoever of life, showing no intelligence, showing that it isn't feeling pain, that it does not sense danger around it, and that it can't try to move away from danger, for being just a simple piece of tissue, that is not alive because it can't survive outside of its mother's womb. A fetus growing inside of a woman is extremely smart. And that's really all the more that I'm going to say about that movie, Unplanned, is that I learned that tissue can be really intelligent. Tissue is very smart. I mean, for a piece of dead tissue that is not a living person, that is not a living human being, boy, this is some very smart tissue. Okay, so what do we want to talk about? What do we want to begin with as far as what is going on recently? Well, you know, the Mueller report came out, big political victory for Donald Trump, and apparently things are looking worse and worse for the Democrats in 2020. Okay, I don't mean to come on the air and sound like some kind of a partisan hack, just rah, rah, rahing for one side. Okay, but the president's approval rating is going up in part because of the Mueller report. Now, I know people are going to say, oh, he's just cheering for this president because, you know, he's one of those conservative talk show hosts. They all do that. Well, okay, his approval rating is still not fantastic. He's not Dwight Eisenhower. All right, but President Donald Trump's job approval rating has rebounded since the release of a summary of Special Counsel Robert S. Mueller III's findings related to Russian interference in the 2016 election. This is according to a new poll. The Gallup survey, released a few days ago, finds that 45% of Americans now approve of Trump's job performance, which is up from 39% in March. Okay, now, before everybody accuses me of just being some kind of a partisan, I'm just going to be fair. Okay, he's up to a whopping 45% in the Gallup poll. Like I said, he's not Dwight Eisenhower. Okay, but still, that is better than 39%. More Americans, at 51%, happen to disapprove of Donald Trump's performance than approve of it. And Gallup found that Trump's job approval remained unchanged from last month among Republicans, with about 9 out of 10 approving of his performance. Okay, so apparently the Republicans, for the most part, never doubted that he hadn't done anything criminal. But here's where the interesting part of this comes in. The increase in Trump's overall rating is as of a result of single-digit increases in approval among independents and Democrats. Okay, he's gone up 6% among independent voters, according to this from the Gallup. And just when you thought that Democrats were all haters, that Democrats just couldn't possibly like Donald Trump for any practical reason, okay, all right, let's give credit where credit is due. Let's be fair. Trump's approval rating has gone up 4 percentage points among Democrats. All right, this is according to the Gallup. And of course, you know, other things taking place might be helping Donald Trump as well. I mean, Attorney General Bill Barr declared last week that he thinks spying did occur on Donald Trump's presidential campaign. You remember that back when Trump said Obama was wiretapping me, and of course everybody just laughed. Oh, that can't be serious. You can't be telling the truth about this. You remember that? Well, apparently some of this may very well have actually happened. This is according to Bill Barr. He's the Attorney General. Barr, appearing before a Senate panel, did not say what spying had taken place, but seemed likely to be alluding to a surveillance warrant the FBI obtained on a Trump associate. He later said he wasn't sure there had been improper surveillance, but wanted to make sure proper procedures were followed. All right, well, anyway, though, still, these remarks that he has made are giving a boost to Trump and his supporters, who insist that his 2016 campaign was unfairly targeted. All right, so between the Mueller report and the fact that Bill Barr is now saying that Trump's campaign really was spied on, things seem to be looking good for this president. And, you know, once again, the Democrats don't have anybody cooler to run against Donald Trump in 2020, anybody cooler than he is. So That's just another potential victory for Donald Trump going into the election season. Things are looking quite well for him. Okay, folks. And Donald Trump, he's probably building a lot more support among his base now that he is, shall we say, he's challenging the sincerity of the people running these sanctuary cities. See, I can't wait to sit and talk about this. This is going to be good. And we're going to have that as we continue within the booth coming up right after this.
In the booth will return after these quick but very important commercial breaks.
I spend a lot of time in the backyard, and I'm the center of attention at summer barbecues. In 96, I made some of the tastiest s'mores. And in 09, it was me, your backyard fire pit, that accidentally started a wildfire when a summer breeze carried one of my embers into some dry brush.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one. Even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What if I told you that a tornado was going to happen tomorrow, right where you live? That it would touch down at exactly 3:17 p.m. and I told you the exact path it would take. You would, of course, prepare. You would talk with your loved ones and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a tornado will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you have a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Mario Andretti. You know me as a race car driver, but I'm also a Meals on Wheels volunteer. I've raced against the sport's biggest personalities, but I've never met more vibrant, amazing people than the seniors served by Meals on Wheels. You can make a difference by dropping off a hot meal and saying a quick hello. So, America, let's do lunch. Volunteer your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org.
Folks, this is In the Booth here on Central City Radio, and I am your host, Jim Bunner. Well, okay. All right, so things for 2020 seem to be getting better and better for the GOP, and I'm not saying that because I'm just here to rah-rah-rah for people. I'm just saying, yeah, okay, these are political victories that are going to be quite helpful, whether some people want to admit it or not. I think the Democrats are starting to fight an uphill battle. Well, they were going to fight an uphill battle anyway. Come on, they're up against the incumbent president. Most incumbent presidents don't get thrown out after four short years. Okay. But in any case, things are looking better and better for Donald Trump. Now, considering, too, that he just pulled something. Oh, wow. This is genius. I got to hand it to the guy. Okay. This is great. This is what people want to see a president do. I mean, because let's think about this. Okay, when you're sitting around and you're just BSing with all your friends, and you know, you're just sitting down having a beer and you're discussing what's going on in the world, you know, you want to say something like, well, I think they ought to throw that coach out of that sports team. Well, I think that lady down the street ought to get a better hairdo. And you know what I would like to see? I'd like to see if all of these people who support these sanctuary cities, oh, if they would just take in all the illegal aliens, and you know what? Then we'll just see how tolerant they really are when they find out they can't sit here and just take in all of these people. Well, this is genius on the part of Donald Trump, I've got to say. Okay, he flat out said, all right, if you guys in the sanctuary cities think that we can handle all these illegals, they're not going to harm infrastructure or economics, why don't you just take them all in? And yes, they've just gone ahead and they've proven why we can't have all these people running around underneath the table in our country, running around in the shadows. They flat out rejected Donald Trump's fantastic proposal. Well, not only the sanctuary cities have a problem with Donald Trump's idea of just taking all the illegals and putting them in these sanctuary cities where the leaders of the cities say we ought to have these illegals here, but now Democrats, who are trying to make themselves look good for 2020, remember, they're now slamming this president. They were after him on the Sunday morning talk shows yesterday. Democrats attacked President Donald Trump yesterday for threatening to release illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities to retaliate against political foes. Okay, and I know what you're out there thinking. You're thinking, oh, well, they should like Donald Trump's plan. They should love this. They want the illegals to be in the sanctuary cities. They want them out there. Well, okay, now suddenly they don't want them in the sanctuary cities because it was Donald Trump that proposed taking them to the sanctuary cities. Well, what are they saying? They now say that he is employing migrants as pawns, and now he's overstepping his presidential powers. You know, he's overstepping his presidential powers because he's letting the sanctuary cities that want the illegals have the illegals, or at least he's proposing it. You can't please the other side in politics. You just can't. I mean, Donald Trump has wanted to criminalize anti-homosexual laws around the world, and he's being accused by the gay mafia of not being sincere in supporting gays. Now, all of a sudden, he wants to take the illegals and put them in sanctuary cities, and now the sanctuary city people, the Democrats, are all saying that's a bad idea. Well, Representative Gerald Nadler said on CNN's State of the Union, the president has no right to spend money appropriated by Congress for other purposes to ship immigrants all over the country. Well, see, if you want the immigrants to be safe, the illegal immigrants to be safe, I'm sorry, but if you want the illegal immigrants to be safe, wouldn't you want to use taxpayer dollars to bring them someplace where they're going to be safe? See, I would think Representative Nadler would be all over this idea. This would be great. We're using taxpayer-funded money to bring these illegals to someplace safe. But no, he says, oh, well, it's Donald Trump doing it, so it's officially bad. The New York Democrat went on to say that immigrants have a right to go through the process of seeking asylum. Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland says Trump is not trying to find a solution to the immigration crisis. He is only advancing a ploy to motivate his political base before the 2020 presidential elections. Cardin said on Fox News Sunday, my understanding is it's not legal. There's no budget for that purpose. This is a clearly political move for the president. He's using the immigrants as pawns in his political game of chess. Well, okay, if he's using them as pawns, he's using them very well, because shouldn't the Democrats who supposedly support these illegals, or at least they're saying it all the time, shouldn't they like what Donald Trump is doing? You know what? If Democrats are not going to go along with this idea because, you know, these sanctuary cities really can't take in all these illegals, Donald Trump may be playing pawns, but these guys are playing checkers, because now, first off, they're proving why Donald Trump wants to get after illegal immigration, why it is harmful to our country, why we cannot take all these people in. They're basically proving it, so they're helping Trump out, and they're not doing their base any good. They're not motivating their base because they're not supporting the poor illegal immigrants who are just being oppressed and racially discriminated against. Okay? They're not giving the illegals sanctuary, because they're playing political partisan games. That's not going to motivate your base. That's only going to help Donald Trump out. And as I pointed out before, he's being helped out by the Mueller report. Polls are showing it. His poll numbers are going up. Well, okay, they are going up. But, I mean, a whopping 45%. That's not fantastic. But it could still be enough to at least get him reelected. Oh, let's see here. Representative Benny Thompson of Mississippi, who is the head of the House Homeland Security Committee, said the sanctuary plan is aimed at creating manufactured chaos at the border. Before Donald Trump took office, we had a situation that was manageable. Okay, this is according to this representative from Mississippi. The situation was manageable. We had spikes, and it also went down. But what we have now is a constant pushing of the system so it doesn't work. And, of course, Benny says that this president has to step up and provide real leadership, which he's failed to do on immigration. He's failed to provide leadership on immigration. He just gave leadership on immigration, Benny. He just proved why you guys can't have this nonsense in the sanctuary cities. Do these Democrats know how they are just stumbling over themselves in this? This was such genius by Donald Trump. I mean, it's motivating his base. It gives his base a reason to argue that illegal immigration is harmful to the country. He said, well, because now he can just say the Democrats are proving it. The Democrats aren't even going along with this plan that they are supposed to be supporting. Well, and of course, Donald Trump, being a guy to not let any tweet go to waste, he wrote on Twitter, if the radical left Democrats all of a sudden don't want the illegal migrants in their sanctuary cities, no more open arms, why should others be expected to take them into their communities? Very good. Basically, Trump just won another victory. And of course, after the Democrats have said, oh, this is illegal, this is not within his presidential powers, Donald Trump said that his administration has the absolute legal right to have apprehended illegal immigrants transferred to sanctuary cities. So, gosh dang, what are the Democrats going to run on? Okay, they can't run on the economy. They can no longer run on Russia collusion. Now suddenly, what are they going to run on? They're the party of the plight of the illegal immigrants. Not quite. They wouldn't let the illegals go into Donald Trump's, into the sanctuary cities under Trump's proposal. They've just proven why we can't have all these people. Even the sanctuary cities are saying no. Okay, even the Democrats are saying no, don't move them into the sanctuary cities. That would harm the economy of the sanctuary cities. They've just got less and less to run on in 2020. I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound like some guy that's just rah-rah-rahing for the GOP, but look, this is looking better and better for the Republican Party and for Donald Trump all the time in 2020. You know, this isn't like before the 2018 midterms when this president just had very low approval ratings, okay, and he ended up losing the House. Things are looking better. Well, if you happen to be a Trump supporter. All right, speaking of things looking better, right now, I'm hoping that this... Have you guys heard this story about this kid in Minnesota who got pushed off a third floor at the Mall of America? Okay, well, all that I can hope right now is that things are looking better for him as he continues to fight for his life. And we will have that story coming up in just a little bit.
In the Booth, we'll return after these quick but very important commercial breaks.
Welcome to Calvin's Barbershop.
You all got to see this.
I don't even want to know what you're looking at on that phone.
Well, you should. I was learning about the dangers of high blood pressure and that we need to get ours checked regularly. High blood pressure can increase the risk of heart attack or stroke, but this text program can help keep it at a healthy range. Just text Barbershop to 97779 to sign up.
I'll get right on it as soon as I'm done with this baby panda video.
Text Barbershop to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan. We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
We had no idea how to find each other.
The whole experience
was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Joining me for another fabulous segment of In the Booth here on Central City Radio. I am your host, Jim Bunner. And all right, what else is going on in the news that you may have heard of? We talked about movies. We've talked about politics. Now, Have you heard about this horrifying story about this kid in Minnesota who got thrown off of a third story at the Mall of America? Okay, now for those of you who don't know me, of course, I used to live in Minnesota. I've lived in Minnesota twice. I've done both radio and TV in Minnesota. Okay, I kind of, sort of have ties to the state of Minnesota. All right, I'm not from there, but I've lived there twice. I know the state pretty well. I've lived there for 2 years. They weren't consecutive 2 years, but I mean, I've been to the Mall of America over there in Minneapolis. And, you know, this story about a kid who's now fighting for his life after being thrown off of a third-story balcony at the Mall of America just especially gets after me because I've lived in Minnesota twice. All right. Americans have been horrified since Friday about this story about this little 5-year-old boy being thrown off a third floor balcony at the Mall of America by a stranger. A stranger. Didn't know him. The kid never did anything to this guy, but the stranger. And you're going to love this. What is coming out now about why this guy apparently, allegedly, threw this kid off of this balcony. Landon Hoffman was with his mom at the mall when Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda allegedly came up to them, grabbed the kid, and threw him right off the balcony, causing him to fall 40 feet to the ground. Aranda fled, but he was caught. According to this story, people coming to help heard Landon's mother. She was screaming, "Everyone pray, everyone pray. Oh my God, my baby. Someone threw him over the edge." Last I heard anything, Landon was suffering from life-threatening injuries, and he was in a hospital trying to recover. 24-year-old Emmanuel Aranda, who is from Minneapolis, was arrested at the mall's transit station after the attack, and he was jailed on suspicion of attempted homicide. All right, now why would this fellow do this? Okay, here is the really bad part about this. More is coming out about this, and I guess what was going on in Emmanuel Aranda's mind is why he wanted to throw this kid off a balcony, a kid that he never knew, kid that never did a doggone thing to him. Apparently, he wanted to do it because he was mad that he just wasn't getting any attention from female members of the Mall of America's, female people going to the Mall of America. Maybe that's who I should have said. Female members of what? Of the Mall of America's consumer base. Yeah, there we go. Maybe that's what I meant originally. Okay, well, there's another story that's out there. A man charged with throwing a 5-year-old boy off a third floor balcony at the Mall of America told police he was angry at being rejected by women at the Minnesota Mall and he was looking for someone to kill when he went there last week. This is according to a criminal complaint that just came out today. All right, Emmanuel Aranda is charged with attempted premeditated first-degree murder in Friday's attack. All right, Lane Hoffman plunged almost 40 feet. He's fighting for his life in a Minneapolis hospital with head trauma, multiple broken bones. And listen to this. Listen to this part of it. This is what is making this even worse of a story. Aranda has two past convictions for assaults at the mall. Both of these were in 2015, including one in which he threw a glass of water and a glass of tea at a woman who refused to buy him something. You know, ordinarily, if you're going to throw something at a woman, throw something harmless at her. You know, if she's being really mean, a really bad girlfriend, you know, just throw a water balloon at her, throw a pie at her. Okay. But I mean, this woman, apparently she was a stranger. She just wouldn't buy him something, so he threw glasses at her. All right. Aranda at one point was banned from the mall, and court records show that he had been ordered to undergo psychological evaluation or treatment after the earlier mall assaults. Well, the mother of Landon Hoffman told officers that she, her son, her friend, and her friend's child were outside the Rainforest Cafe on the third floor of the mall on Friday morning when Aranda approached them. The Rainforest Cafe. Okay, I know where that part of the Mall of America is. I've been there You know, I remember the Rainforest Cafe. Good place to eat. Well, thankfully, this tragedy didn't happen at Bubba Gump's, because I always eat at Bubba Gump's whenever I'm at the Mall of America. Well, the mother said that Aranda came close to them, so she asked if they were in his way and if they should move. That's when the suspect picked up Landon, threw him off the balcony, and then fled. Now, from what I've seen about this, I guess people are getting together and they are really helping Landon's family out a lot. They're donating to a GoFundMe page, which I guess has raised over $500,000 to help this kid. You know, that's one of the good things about a story like this, is that you can see how people come together and help somebody in such a horrible situation. You know, I mean, this kid is just suffering because this guy was being rejected by women. Oh my gosh. What a reason to throw a kid off a third floor balcony. Well, if Emmanuel Aranda ends up going to jail for this premeditated attempted murder, or something worse. I probably shouldn't say anything, but you know, if he does happen to get convicted over this, he's never going to get a shot with a woman the rest of his life. I wonder if he was thinking about that. Evidently not. Ladies and gentlemen, do stay tuned. We're going to have the final segment of In the Booth coming up in just a little bit.
In the Booth will return after these quick but very important commercial breaks.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Calvin's Barbershop.
You all got to see this.
I don't even want to know what you're looking at on that phone.
Well, you should. I was learning about the dangers of high blood pressure and that we need to get ours checked regularly. High blood pressure can increase the risk of heart attack or stroke, but this text program can help keep it at a healthy range. Just text Barbershop to 97779 to sign up.
I'll get right on it
as soon as I'm done with this baby panda video.
Text Barbershop to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Thank you for joining me for this final segment of In the Booth here on Central City Radio. I am Jim Bunner, and I guess from what I'm seeing, the latest, this is according to the New York Daily News, but the latest that has been the amount of money that's been raised for Landon Hoffman is nearly $580,000. That's a lot of money that's been raised for this kid. And this story from the New York Daily News says that he continues to fight for his life. 5-year-old who was randomly tossed off a shopping mall balcony is continuing to fight his courageous battle. That's what this story is saying. And, you know, naturally, we hope that Landon Hoffman will continue to fight his battle, and that, we're looking forward to speaking on In the Booth about him winning this battle. And especially if, you know, he's in that courtroom when the guy that threw him off of the third floor balcony ends up being sentenced. You know, never has to worry about being rejected by women anymore, because he's only going to be around men for the rest of his life. Probably not men that he wants to be around, too. Okay, so what have we got going on for the final segment of In the Booth? Well, have you guys heard about this? Now, I used to know some people growing up. When I was a little kid out in rural western Nebraska, some people had an ostrich farm. Have you ever heard of ostrich farms? Okay, people raise them. Any bird that you can think of, you can have it at your home. You can have a parrot. You can have a chicken. You know, I'll bet you could probably even have a pheasant at your home. They're supposed to be wild animals, but I'll bet you could capture a pheasant and have it at your home. Just about any kind of bird out there, you can have it as a pet or as livestock or whatever. Even ostriches. You can have ostriches out on a farm. Well, a fellow in Gainesville, Florida, unfortunately had kind of a run-in with his big pet bird. A man has been killed by the world's deadliest bird after he fell and it attacked him. Okay, that is the title of this story. The victim was breeding cassowaries, or at least I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Cassowary is what it looks like, but it's a large flightless bird. It's native to Australia and New Guinea. And this was on his property near Gainesville, Florida, when he met his death. This is according to authorities. Okay, I was curious about this. What is a cassowary? I've never seen a cassowary before in my life. I never even heard of a cassowary. I decided I would get online and just see a video of this bird, what this bird looks like. And I mean, what is so intimidating about this bird? You should see this thing. This bird is scary. This is a scary bird. A cassowary, you know, it's like an ostrich, but it doesn't have the really long naked neck, and it's got this threatening look to it. It's just a threatening look to its face, and just the way the colors of the bird are, it's got like different, I don't know, bluish and blackish colors. It looks like a threatening bird. Well, this story goes on to describe cassowaries. Cassowaries are similar to emus, and they can reach up to 6 feet in height and weigh up to 60 kilograms. I don't know how much that is in pounds, but if it's 6 feet tall, it's a big bird. These cassowaries have a dangerous 4-inch claw on each foot. 4 inches. You know, I think about 4 inches. Okay, that's got to be longer than my finger. I mean, that is a big claw. That could scratch a person and just rip them open. Okay. Well, the local fire rescue department said that it looked like the guy had fallen and was attacked by the bird with the bird's long 4-inch claws. San Diego Zoo's website is calling cassowaries the world's most dangerous bird, and it says the cassowary can slice open any predator or any potential threat with a single swift kick. Powerful legs help the cassowary run up to 31 miles per hour through the dense forest underbrush. So let's think about this. This animal can run 30 miles an hour. It's got 4-inch claws on it. For heaven's sake, what would you want to have a bird like this on your ranch for, on your property? This sounds like a dangerous bird to me. And I mean, look at pictures of it. It's a threatening-looking animal. It's 6 feet tall. It's got 4-inch claws. Cassowaries are not raised for food in the U.S. They're sought after by collectors. So basically, you just have this bird around to have it on display. It's just a collector. You don't eat this thing. It's a 6-foot tall bird. This would provide plenty of fried chicken. You could have fried chicken for a week off of this bird. Well, if it's a 6-foot tall bird, okay, you imagine how much fried chicken I like to eat in one sitting. Or I guess it wouldn't be fried chicken in this case, it'd be fried cassowary. All right. But you don't eat the cassowaries. Maybe they're a lot more chewy and gritty than pheasant. I don't know. Well, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission spokeswoman Karen Parker said in order to get a mandatory permit, cassowary owners must have substantial experience and meet specific cage requirements. Well, okay, so if this guy fell, you know, maybe he had significant experience with cassowaries and just made a mistake. But did he fall in the cage, or was the cassowary out loose when it used its 4-inch claws to kill the guy? Yeah, interesting story. I never knew anything about cassowaries. I had no idea what a cassowary even was, but I now know enough to stay away from cassowaries. Okay, apparently they're more dangerous even than ostriches. And I imagine that an ostrich could probably do damage to a person, although they're not known for it, evidently. Okay, well, for those of you who enjoy going to Paris. You know what I'm going to be talking about next that's been in the news. Okay, I've been to Paris. And, you know, it just amazes me how many people say so many negative things about the French. Okay, I have some very good friends in Scottsdale, Arizona, who are from France. I actually enjoy being around the French, and I've been to Paris. I have been to France. I enjoyed it. You know, I would definitely go again, but unfortunately, when I do go back to Paris someday, I'm not going to enjoy the historic Cathedral of Notre Dame, which I guess is 800 years old. The only thing I really knew about the Cathedral of Notre Dame, about its history before it burned to the ground, was that it had been used during the French Revolution. They wanted to turn it into what they called a Temple of Reason. So they wanted to take it from being this great Christian entity to being sort of an atheist entity. Well, sort of an atheist entity, definitely an atheist entity. But that's really all that I knew about the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Apparently, this fire, this historic fire that people are going to be talking about whenever they go to Paris, this must have been devastating. The entire wooden interior of the Notre Dame Cathedral has apparently been lost. Yeah, this is a medieval roof structure, and it has been lost. That's what the Monsignor of the cathedral is saying. The cathedral's wooden frame, which primarily consisted of oak, contains beams that date as far back as the first frame built for the cathedral. The frame featured trees cut down between 1160 and 1170 AD, forming one of the oldest parts of the structure. And now all of this is gone. At first, I remember people talking about it at first. They thought that it was probably an arson, but now I guess from what I understand, it's starting to be looked upon completely as an accident. You know, just a spontaneous fire that just kind of broke out of the middle of nowhere. All right, final news item of the day. And then we're going to get to the news at the top of the hour. Did you hear about this? You know how Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is just getting all of this attention right now? All kinds of attention to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The media, especially the conservative media, just can't stop talking about her because she says such interesting things and she believes such interesting things. Well, now apparently Fox News has started a 24/7 Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez coverage channel. I hope you don't believe that, because this is actually a story from The Onion. I just thought that this was good enough. This would be a good kicker story, just because it's funny, and it's true. A lot of times true stuff is funny. You know, because there's just so much of the conservative media that just gives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez so much media exposure, so much attention. Okay, well, and remember, this is just a joke. This is not a real news story. But according to The Onion, Fox News announced Wednesday that the debut of a new premium television channel that will offer continuous, round-the-clock updates on Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. For an extra $8.99 a month, you'll have an all-access pass to the AOC Zone, which features wall-to-wall coverage of every word Ocasio-Cortez utters, as well as in-depth analysis of her wardrobe and any videos we're able to dig up from her college days. Yeah, I guess the station's flagship program is going to be AOC Tonight with Tucker Carlson. Okay, folks, that's going to do it for In the Booth. There's not going to be any In the Booth next week because it's Easter. I'm going to be gone, but see you in 2 weeks, folks. This is Central City Radio.
I spend a lot of time in the backyard, and I'm the center of attention at Summer Barbecue.